Well, happy Friday, everyone. You've tuned in to another FDN Fantastic Friday Call. I am one of your hosts, Brandon Mollet, and it's good to be back with you guys. I've been traveling and doing different things for several weeks here, so I haven't been on a call for 3-4 weeks now, so it seems kind of weird to be back on here, but I'm happy to be back with you guys, and I miss doing this call. I miss connecting with you guys each week and with my co-host, Brendan, and or Tess, whoever is filling that spot on the call. But again, just glad to be back and be home and connect with you guys on the call today. This is June 14th, 2019. So hope summer's going good for you if you're in summertime now. And again, happy to be on with you guys again. Remember to call in. This show is a live call done live on Friday afternoons almost every single week. If you want to call in and say hello or make a comment, just say, hey, I'm out there doing good. We'd love to hear from you. Number for that is 347-637-1378. Again, 347-637-1378. Just hit one on the keypad, and I'll know you're there, and you can jump on. I was talking to Brendan before the show, and he said we've had a lot of good live call-ins for the last few weeks here. So what's with this design? Actually, this show, initially, when Reed said we're going to do a Friday call, it was designed just to be a call-in show. So a way to either go through a case, cover a case, hear from our advisors on our group, board of advisors, and to hear from you guys, just call in with questions. And so definitely like that vibe. I've got several questions people have submitted. We'll cover some of those today if we don't have live callers. But again, love to hear from you guys. So please jump on and do that. I see several of you guys lining up right now on the switchboard. So thanks for tuning in live today on your Friday. Oh, let's see. Well, things are good in FDN land. Staying pretty steady, I'd say. Summertime, sometimes you get a little drop-off. Sometimes people take a vacation and jump off of it. Sometimes it's like the perfect time to really pour it on and complete the course. You know, the schedule sometimes changes in the summer. It's like, okay, it's time for me to jump on and knock this certification out. So really encourage you guys to take advantage of every minute that you have. It seems like a lot when you look at it from the big overarching view, but, you know, what do they say, how do you eat an elephant? So one bite at a time. That's the way you do this course. So one practical, one video, moving through just a little bit each time. And mentally you find yourself at the end and say, wow, I did it. I made it through. I got it all completed. So just keep steady with it, put the time into it, and hopefully it's a labor of love like it is for us. But then it shouldn't feel like a drudgery. It should be a whole lot of fun. That's the way we see it for sure. So, all right. Well, I've got maybe a few announcements to cover, but I'm going to check in with my co-host, which I haven't talked to in like a month, buddy Brendan. Brendan, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. I literally, that was perfect timing. I was just joking with Brandon that I was just meeting with a client, and you know how clients are. They can kind of be needy sometimes. And I'm like, oh, man, we got to talk for a lot longer, but I really got to go. So I literally just walked in my apartment, plugging in my earbuds so I can focus here. But, no, everything's great. Brandon, super glad to have you back. You know, we had a lot of fun with tests, and we had some great live calls or live callers and conversations and, you know, really interactive. But you know what? Brandon and Brendan, like, feels good to be here today.
Indeed. Feeling is mutual, that's for sure. Glad to have you connected with me here. So, let me mention just about the FDN conference real quick. It's a little bit, I don't know if you guys updates and stuff, but I did notice the page is changing a little bit as we're solidifying more of who's going to be showing up and speaking, what we're going to do, and then we'll jump over to AFTMP updates. But if you guys don't know about it, we have a conference coming up here. It's our second conference, FDN Rock Conference. It's November 1st through the 3rd, 2019, so this year in San Diego. We've got a new venue downtown at the Hard Rock Hotel, which is a beautiful place. And it's, again, November 1st to the 3rd. So we had a great time last year. It was really a 10-year anniversary conference. But this year it's going to be a second annual conference. So like we said, we talked Reed into doing another one. It went so well. So schedule-wise, I was going to say, conference speakers we have confirmed for sure. Here are Dr. Kerry Jones with Precision Analytical and Dutch Test, Karen Hubert from Biobotanical Research, Karan Krishnan from Microbiome Labs, and also a new one that I didn't know about yet was Paul Check. So
cool.
I think we probably could fill a full weekend just listening to those four people alone. They've got so much knowledge. I'm looking forward to definitely meeting Paul for sure. But everybody just going to be a wealth of information there as far as speakers go. We listen to you, the people that you want to see, what people you want to hear. We want to, just like with AFCMP, it's what you guys want, what's going to benefit you. We try to make those things happen for you. So those first people are confirmed, and then there'll be more added to the list. I know, of course, Reed will be there, obviously, speaking for sure. We maybe have Brendan and I, myself, and Jen might find herself doing some speaking also, but it's going to be great. We're going to have, again, excellent speakers. We'll have a good time also, usually at dinner on Saturday night. We'll have a little 10-minute mentoring sessions. If you want to come and sign up and talk to one of us about a case real quick or just say hello, that went really well last year. We had our schedule filled up on each one of those. And then I think we'll do the same thing this year. Maybe you can confirm, but probably do the roundtable discussion where our main speakers there, keynote speakers for the event, you'll sit around a table with them, maybe 10 people on that table, the little round table, and you'll have maybe 20, 30 minutes just to sit and talk with that person and just ask questions and see where the conversation goes. And then when the buzzer goes off, you can move to another table or you can stay there. So you get this one-on-one time with our speakers as well, which is pretty, to me, pretty rare. Most of the time, speakers are not that accessible at most conferences that I've been to anyhow. So that plus just connecting with other FDM practitioners. It's always a good thing to do. Feel like your business is stagnant or you need a little bit of encouragement. You'll be reminded about what this organization is about, the heart of this organization, the heart of the people that are your colleagues and your friends. And that's a huge thing. That is a big boost. So you'll be reminded of why you're doing this work, why you signed up for the course in the first place. I think people that have been doing this work maybe for 20, 25 years, it's good to go to something like this and get reinvigorated. And, of course, you newbies, you're still a trainee, you're welcome. We had several people that were not even signed up for the course yet to sign up during the conference. And so wherever you are in this whole spectrum of FDN, you're welcome to come to the conference. So it's not just a practitioner-only conference. You can come as a trainee. We'd love to have you there. It'd be a great thing. It'd be almost probably one of my strongest recommendations, other than listening maybe to Friday calls and being connected this way in AFTMP. One of the best things you can do to boost yourself as far as your business goes and through the course is to come to the conference. So really encourage you guys to do that. It's coming up. It's like, 5 months away or something? So coming up real quickly.
Yeah.
We've been announcing it since the last one. So make sure you guys are aware of that and look forward to seeing you there in November.
Very much so.
Yeah. Yep. It'll be good. Anything to add to that, Brendan? Maybe you know more than I do. I've been out for a month.
No, I totally agree. And I think we are planning on doing the roundtable thing again. And like you said, that really is pretty special. You know, like you said, speakers are not usually accessible, and you know, you get a line of people after the presentation. But yeah, I think we're doing the round table for sure, or at least I think, I don't know for sure. But you know, also too, if you're not a trainee and you know, you might be listening and kind of interested in this field and whatnot, and we encourage you as well to consider being there. We are limiting the tickets to 300, I think. So, you know, you have to kind of snatch up the ticket, but by all means, even if you're not a trainee, we'd love to see you there.
Indeed. Good point. Exactly right. So, we want everybody to be part of this family of practitioners. If it's something that's on your heart to do, I think it's one of those things, I use the phrase on your heart, maybe that's not familiar to everybody, but I think it's not just, okay, this is logical, I think I'll go do this because I can make some money doing this, it seems like the thing I should do. I think it's such a calling, it's a heart thing, it's a emotional tug,
yeah.
I think, on your heart to help people to do this. Probably you've been through this also, you've been through something personally, you've had a health challenge that you've worked through, maybe you're still working through. And that's something I'll mention also here in a second if you're still working through things. But most of us come into this course and come into this because we've been through something. We've worked through some health challenges. We've learned a lot. And we say, boy, this works. I want to help other people. with what I'm learning here, but I don't quite have maybe some credentials or a system to put this thing together in my mind. Of course, I don't have lab access to lab testing. Usually people come into the course with that need, and so they want the science. They want a systematic way to look at the body, analyze the body. They want the lab testing access. They want the community access to support. That's what you're coming into this course for. And so if you're thinking about making a decision and making it a part-time career, a full-time career, making a change or doing something, I unbiasedly don't think there's a better course out there to start moving you in that direction. I think it should be your first step. And then you can add things onto it if you want to, but the foundation of FDN is always going to be there and in your thinking. So definitely, I want to say something also here that had a conversation with a graduate on recently, and talking about your health journey. So maybe it's the first good question to start off with real quick, and then we'll go back to AFTMP announcements. But they were saying that I feel a little bit like I have a challenge because although I've seen improvements with my health, it's not fully remedied. Like I'm not 100% healthy. Some of the things I deal with are external. They're not internal things. Like maybe internal might be, you know, anxiety or depression or something people don't always see. It's more on the outside of things. How do I process through this, and how do I keep this from holding me back from doing this as a business or helping other people? I thought it was a really good question, and I think it's a real question. I think I've heard it many times from many different people because we're not all going to be there 100% with our health. I think we've all got things. We're still working on things. Everybody's having a journey. So a couple of thoughts that I had about it, I'll throw out here. Maybe we'll have a little discussion about this here. First thought I had is that I feel like it's probably better to be really transparent about it than try to cover things up. So if you have something that's going on, I think be very upfront about it with that person. You are on a health journey. We all are. We're not all perfect. Nobody has, well, very, very, very few people have totally perfect health. Especially, they probably, we have to put a lot of work to get that perfect health. People say, oh, you're, boy, Brandon, you're really healthy. Well, I don't know that I am really healthy necessarily. I do a lot to maintain my health, to do all the things I know to do to have a healthy body and everything work as best I can. But I guess if I was healthy, I could do whatever I wanted to, and I would still be healthy. That's not the case. So we all have our journey. We're all in process. We're all working through things. Hopefully you have started at a worse scenario, a worse state, and you've improved your health, and it's still continuing to improve. Or you're saying, hey, I'm doing the work that you're doing also. I'm doing the lab testing that you're doing. I'm continuing to look deeper. I'm continuing to look for some of the malfunction and root causes, whatever you want to call it, to my health issues. I think just be transparent about it, that we're all in progress. I think that's a shift that's occurred, I think, in marketing-wise, probably in the last 5 years for sure, maybe the last 10 years, toward a little more transparency with people, especially in this industry, but just in general. Used to be, I noticed with marketing, that you saw only the front stage persona of a person. You never saw their flaws, their weaknesses. You saw them looking perfect, acting perfect, everything just great. And then there's a shift to a lot more transparency of, hey, I'm struggling with this. Here's a picture of my messy house. Here's my messy office. Here's where I'm dealing with something right now. Here's what I had this problem, and now I ran these labs, and I found out the problem. Now it's a fixed issue. It's been resolved. So I think that transparency is something I think has shifted and come about with marketing, and I think it's a good thing. I think it's hard to do because we are so much image-oriented, I feel like, in our culture. And to say, hey, I'm vulnerable, I'm dealing with something, I'm a health person, yet something has come up that I wasn't expecting. Even on the Friday call, I've been open about some things, and Brendan has too, about things you're still working with and dealing with and working through. I think it's just reality. I don't think anybody is going to ever arrive. Like, you can't just say, okay, I've done my dress protocol, I'm done, I can go back and do whatever I want to do. That's never going to be. You're always going to be working toward improved health and trying to maintain and do the things you know to make you healthy in an ever-changing body and an ever-changing world, an ever-changing life. So the things that used to work, things you used to do, may not serve you like they used to do 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Maybe something new has come up because everything's changing and shifting all the time. So I say to that person, I wouldn't let that hold you back. As much as maybe you want to, I think people appreciate the transparency.
Wow. That needs like a mic drop or something. That was an extremely heartfelt and wise response to that. I really couldn't agree more. I like how you touched on, you know, kind of the transparency and, you know, it's really kind of a mixture of transparency, authenticity, and vulnerability. And I think in today's world, I think we've all gotten so tired and sick of all the artificial and the fake and the superficial that we're all craving something that feels real. And that's how I prefer to operate because, well, first off, you know, even if you're trying to, I don't know, improve your aura and, you know, kind of project this image of who you want people to see you as, that's not the same thing as who you are. And it's going to kind of be inauthentic and not necessarily fake, but it's a little bit forced. And anytime you're doing stuff like that, anything that's not just pure authentic and vulnerability and transparent, almost kind of like works against your soul, in my opinion. And it just doesn't feel right. And I think it's almost like it gives off pheromones that other people sense. And it almost like repels them away. Whereas, as Brandon is saying, I think when you like lead with love and you know you allow yourself to be vulnerable, you choose to remain authentic to the core, and you kind of operate with a genuine transparency. People are attracted to that, you know, because they see like you're in it with them. We're all in this together. We're all on our own path. And it's not a matter, you know, I was just having a conversation yesterday where I was kind of talking about that with in a consultation. I was just being very honest and transparent, but you know what? It really resonated with them and they, you know, now want to work with me. So, yeah, I would absolutely agree with everything Brandon said. And, yeah, don't let that hold you back. Do your thing and allow yourself to go into that place. And honestly, when you do, it's going to feel a lot more comfortable because that's your authentic self. And it doesn't cost you energy to be yourself, whereas trying to be something that you're not, that does cost energy and it drains your soul, you know?
Yes, definitely, for sure. That's hard to maintain and keep up with. It is because it's not just the diet and the rest, the exercise and supplementation. There's the stress reduction side of things. And energy comes from different places. It comes from the physical side of things. It comes from the social side of things, the emotional side of things, the spiritual side of things. So if you are in balance as far as energy management, that's going to be a big challenge for you also to say, why am I tired? Well, maybe it's because you're disingenuous. You're not being so as real as you could be. It's a wild thing to step out and do that. It is. I know there's been several practitioners I've seen, FDN ones for sure, but other ones I've followed for years that it's all of a sudden, I didn't know they were dealing with that. I had no idea. And I didn't think, I've lost all respect for that person. I'm not going to follow them anymore. I found myself more attracted to that person because they were being real and honest, and this is what we have to do, that we have to deal with, and here's the challenges. Because if we're not careful, we can, with what we do in FDN, we can paint it as, just do these things, and it's really simple and easy, and it's a very linear progress and direction to go for health, when really it's not going to be, it hardly ever will be. It's going to be circuitous. It's going to be up and down. There's going to be things you're going to be learning about yourself. It's not necessarily an easy process to get into, but, boy, is it worth it, the things you're going to learn along the way, the way where you're going to feel. And it's just, I don't know, it's I'll be a little transparent here. So I had a client sign up with a client, had a client sign up with me a few weeks ago, and everything looked really great and wonderful. And within 2 weeks or so, she said, I'm done with the program. I can't do it for some various reasons I didn't think were really all that valid. And she just said, I'm done. She had paid when I'd done with her, I did about half of my fees up front, and she paid that, and then she said she was done. It sort of bothered me, so I said, hey, I want to let's just talk a little bit. I want to have a phone call here. Let's just chat a little bit. I want to know what's going on because I can't want it more than you do, right? We can't have that imbalance going on with your clients. And spoke with her, and I'm not sure where she's at with it. It was a little bit of an odd conversation. I was very direct about it. I said, hey, you know, I feel a responsibility to help you. I think we can. I know we can. Things are going pretty good. And so that happens sometimes. Even at my level of the game and experience in doing this, you can't always 100% vet that person. And sometimes people are reluctant to get started with you, but you feel like, hey, you know what? They may not be exactly a 9 or a 10, but I feel like I can get them there. I feel like there's just a connection, and this is going to be an awesome thing. And, you know, sometimes that will work. Sometimes it doesn't. So being transparent, you know, lost a client this week or last week. So that happens too, right? That's okay. And nothing that I feel like that maybe I did, but just wasn't the right timing. Doesn't mean she might not come back later on. But, you know, that occurs too. So. But just hang with it. Don't get too bent out of shape by some of the failures, some of the things that aren't quite right going on. Don't let them get you down. I guess I'm saying just keep on pushing through. Don't quit. That sounds very cliche, but that mm-hmm. is life with anything.
Yeah.
Just don't quit. The perspective of things, the way you look at the situation, the way you look at is it a failure? Is it feedback that you're learning? Or how are you learning from that? All of those things come together. So don't try to have the big emotional reaction to something that doesn't go quite right. Try to slow down a little bit, analyze the situation, talk about it, and see what you can learn from that situation. And don't quit. Keep moving forward. That's with the course, with your business. Just keep going forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really like that.
All right.
And, yeah. That's a big one. I'm glad you told that story, honestly, because I think that's good for our practitioners to hear. I also think that kind of transparency is good for the customer, the client to hear. You know, running a business, that we could easily talk about that all day. I had a similar situation a couple weeks ago, kind of a similar thing. You know, client was very jazzed and on board after the consultation, but I think there was a little bit of, you know, allowing herself to get overwhelmed and sort of projecting that sort of negative vibe of overwhelm onto me as if it was something, you know, I wasn't doing kind of thing. But that's, you know, as Brandon's saying, though, like, this is why you have to communicate so well. And you know, two rules that I try to live by that I think Brandon's story perfectly emulate and capture are, number one, always lead with love, and number two, like, communicate very clearly, directly, and I say it that way in that order for a reason. I think if you're, like, overly transparent and direct, a lot of people don't respond well to direct communication. They think it's they're being attacked, they automatically get defensive, which is why, and Brandon is the king of this, and he's just one of the most loving humans I've ever met in my life, my goodness. But he always leads with love, and that's the thing. When you lead with love, you can be direct in, hey, if they freak out from there, at least you can move on with your life and know, like, hey, you know what? I did the best I could. That's all you can ever do. And I led with love. I feel good about how I handled it. You know, you have no control over the other person. But as he's saying, though, like, keep going. Practice self-love, you know. So anyways, I won't go on and on about that. But I just really liked that story, man.
Cool. Oh, hey, just some thoughts. You know, you have vacation, you think about different things, and things come mm-hmm. up. And we just discuss them on this call. So. All right. Well, hey, if you want to call in, definitely can. Come on, and if you want to tell your story or share a challenge that you have right now, or be transparent in front of, you know, about a lot of people that are on the call live right now, and the 1,000-plus that will listen to this download here, replay afterwards in the archives. Number to call in is 347-637-1378, and you're listening to the FDN Fantastic Friday Call. So thanks for tuning in again. So again, just hit one on the keypad if you want to come on the call, and I'll bring you on there. Otherwise, we've got a few questions here. We'll just kind of jump into questions. Actually, hey, we got a hand raised. So let's do the hand first. All right. 949 area code. What's your name? What's your question?
Hi, boys. It's Isabella. In the car, as usual. How are
Hello.
You?
I love that voice.
Awesome. Yes. Oh, transparency, yeah, goes a long way, sometimes too much. So that goes on my, I'm going to go straight to my question on thyroid, which I am with two clients, and exactly we vibe what we go through on how to handle the situation, even for myself, which is I've gotten the Dutch and everything else, and it's definitely have all that thyroid component that needs to be checked out. And I don't know, of course, dress is going well, everything is going well, but on the back of my mind, both of my clients, including myself, I kind of needed a doctor to refer out, but somebody that I could, that could really do what we do. So I've been doing the math, and actually I wanted Brandon to do an Excel spreadsheet of the thyroid ratios, and this is something I struggle with. So I'm putting down the Excel, manually doing reverse T3, all the C3, and I can see that there's a problem, but I'm not enough, you know, I can't do anything about it. So within ourselves, do we have a doctor or anybody that could, you know, work with us, but that this person might need a Centroid, a T3, or something else? Like, I don't have a thyroid, so I need a prescription. How do you guys handle that?
That's a good question. So specifically, like, how do you handle a situation where, like, you feel medication is needed, but you don't have the licensure to prescribe?
Yeah, so I'll even use myself as an example. So I don't have a thyroid, uh-huh. Right? I had it removed 20 years ago. The reason I went to FDN is so I could actually know how to heal myself, because I go to the doctor here and it's like, here's your Centroid, and I still feel like shit, and sorry first, but
you're good.
And they're like, yes, you're good, you know, just raise Centroid, lower Centroid, and I know that's not the way, but I don't have a thyroid, so I can't do without, but I can't find help anywhere else, you know, like I mean, that's in between. I don't want to go there and get another prescription. I want to, but I need it. So where do I go?
Mm-hmm.
I go to Brandon, but it's the same thing. You can't give me a prescription to go
right
from there, even though we can see, like, oh, yes, your T3 uptake is the problem. It's not your gland, obviously, because it's not there.
Yeah.
So kind of I have two clients on the similar situation, which, I mean, they do have the gland. But all the panel on the Dutch is showing that is a thyroid issue on a cellular level. So I need to refer out, but I'm like, I'm going to send her to an endocrinologist that is just going to do the same to her as they did to me.
Right. Yeah. Honestly, I keep finding myself in situations where my hands get a little bit tied. I actually referred one of my Lyme clients to a local physician that I actually have, like, a decent working, and this gets back to relationships, right? You know, we've got to try to make the right relationships with the right professionals where they understand what we do, vice versa. I stay in my lane, you stay in your lane, and we all are just working towards the same mutual goal. But even still, you know, I referred her over. I was like, I really think we need some doxycycline for some Lyme stuff going on here. And it wasn't a fruitful attempt, ultimately, unfortunately. But that's where, honestly, the best thing we can do is, yeah, try to communicate with the right professionals that are willing to listen, you know, because there's a lot of professionals that say, I'm willing to help. But then when you actually ask them for help, a lot of times the disconnect is they're not listening and they're not. And I think the ability to listen is one of the best ways that we can show somebody that we care. And so it's in my opinion, if somebody's not willing to listen to you and hear you out, it kind of, to me, is like a signal they don't care, in which case I'm going to move on to somebody else that does care. Anyways, but yeah, you kind of have to seek out a licensed, you know, medical professional that is willing to help you out there. But also, too, you know, we also have to be sure, like, well, okay, I mean, ultimately it is up to the medical professional's professional opinion on is, you know, the prescription needed. So it is. It's kind of a tricky situation. Ultimately, you've got to find that licensed person that gets it and agrees with you, is willing to help you, and is really on your side. But, yeah, it gets hairy to navigate. Unfortunately, it's not as straightforward as, well, gosh, I already did a thyroid test. Look at this. Can you please help me out here? Well, I think, you know, and so you get into that. But I don't know. Brandon, what are your thoughts on this? Because it happens pretty regularly.
It does as well. And it's really a challenge, I think, to find. Well, I think every FDN practitioner should, within their, at least their local area community, try to find other practitioners, not even just medical doctors, but, you know, a chiropractor, massage therapist, acupuncturist, anybody that's sort of is in the same vein that you can have a network to refer out to, because you're probably going to need that eventually at some point. Not only a medical doctor, maybe just another practitioner that you want to use or recommend their services to, for example. So I think it's something that we all have to put the legwork into. Isabel, I wish there was a list of doctors or licensed practitioners I could just say, hey, go to this website. Here's the person for you. Refer to this person. I don't know if there's anything out there necessarily like that. I know there are some organizations that have lists of doctors that are more nationally focused. I think it may just be down to you doing the legwork and trying to find somebody locally there that that has a more of a natural slant. I have a couple, actually three or four doctors I work with here locally and within, you know, a few hours of where I live that I've found just mutual connection with, either through they've referred to me, I've referred to them, a connection with the natural health food stores and stuff around here that have some connection to what I do, what they do. They're nice to have because they will work warm with me. So I think my best advice, without saying, like, go to this website and search for a doctor in your area, is just try to ask around within the community that you live in and find some doctor that's much more open to the way we do things and try to strike up some kind of relationship and see what they can do. I think the other step that's harder for you now also is because you really want somebody that's really, really, really good with thyroid, and I think those are even more rare. So I don't really have a direct answer for you at the moment.
Are you guys there?
Yep, we're here. Can you hear us?
Yeah, in my local area, I already been to five, like I've been to, like, hardcore at the University of California, Irvine. Super disappointing. I've been to some functionals. It's like, who are you? You know, like, there's a little bit of that. And I go very humble because I do need their help. But when I ask for things, it's kind of like, why do you want reverse T3? You know, I'm like, does it hurt to ask for it? But so I'm in that, yeah, definitely need to go find someone. But this is for my own, you know, myself. But then I see that I will need for my clients as well, which is already happening for the people that I'm attracting to. All my Dutchess point on that, like, oh, it's a thyroid, go thyroid before adrenal. I'm like, oh, great. Okay, here I am again.
Right, right. Well, I think you definitely, with thyroid, just stick to the basics. I mean, I think you can help most folks. Like, in your case, obviously, you're going to need some additional hormone. So you're going to have to use something extra, right, probably prescription on some level. But doing the basics of dress, I think understanding all the foundation FDN labs, doing some additional training on thyroid would be helpful. Getting to do an HTMA and knowing that really well, I think, would be super helpful for thyroid. I feel like I have seen major results and improvements in thyroid using that lab. Also, that's an important one I would add to it. Brenda might have one to add to that, but I think that would be a good one to learn HTMA, how to interpret that, and work through those would be super helpful for your clients. And a product I like quite a bit is Thyroid Gold by Natural Thyroid Solutions. That's a really good quality product. That might be something you could even add to a prescription to sort of round out the support. So those are some things I think about when it comes to thyroid.
Yeah. I was going to say that, you know, yeah, the problem too, and this is where the whole system obviously needs a lot of change, as we all know, because I even reached out to one of my naturopathic physician, Lauren Tussier. She was at the FDN conference last year. Anyways, but I reached out to her, kind of the same thing. I was like, man, I really need this, you know, extra help from somebody, you know, with a medical license that understands. But even with the medical license, like, they're restricted to the state that they're licensed in. So then, you know, I don't know all the details, but she was like, well, I can't write a prescription for your client in Kansas, you know what I mean? So, it is the problem that we all run into. But yeah, the thyrogold is a good glandular option that, I mean, I'm not saying it can necessarily replace bioidentical thyroid hormone, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, but definitely a learning curve, and as encouragement for, I've been dealing with this for 25 years, so without being a doctor, I can spot on, that's probably why I attract them. I'm like, yeah, this is a centroid, because I've been dismissed for, you know, 10 years before and then I go to the doctor one day and they say, yeah, you have cancer. And then my mind is like, yeah, I went sideways overnight. For 10 years, I've been complaining that something is wrong and nobody checked. Mm-hmm. And then one day you're like, yeah, you're this. And then now 20 years later, your cancer is gone, but I'm dealing with a missing organ.
Indeed.
Kind of deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's
a final void, yeah.
Yep. Elizabeth, I think the fact that you're drawing those people. I think the fact that that's sort of your niche, and those are the people that are drawing, that being drawn to you, I think you're going to be provided with the answers and with the connections to do a really good job. I don't think things work like that. You didn't come this far to, you know, come this far. So the answers, the people are going to be put in your pathway, and you're going to have the network that you need to help people out, because you're right. It's when somebody has a thyroid issue, it's a complex thing. People have to know what they're doing, and it takes a village sometimes. And so I think you're going to be able to pull together that village. I think it's going to come to you. I think you just talking about it here, just putting it out there into the air currently, you're going to have that, especially if you're just desiring that. I think those things, they come to you. So I think keep going down this pathway, continuing to learn all that you can. You might take a course on thyroid and learn very little, or you might want to learn a whole lot. But I think still moving down that pathway, learning about detoxification is important. So I think keep moving forward. You did a wonderful job in the course. You're such a great practitioner. So you need to be doing this, and I think it's super important. So keep up the good work, and I'll just put it out there right now on the call here. So anybody that's listening that can help out Isabella that has an answer to this, maybe somebody they know that might be a good reference for her within her network, call in, let us know, or email us or something, put it on Facebook, do something. That's part of what this community is about. So if you've been in this situation, have found an answer to this, help out Isabella, come alongside her and help out. Just wonderful. So call in 347-637-1378 and give us the answer.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Isabella. All right,
you,
cool. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's a real challenge, and that is that's a really important thing to bring up, really. You do have to have a good network, because we don't need to do everything. We don't need to think that we can do everything. We can do a whole lot, but there's things that we need to know for sure. If anything else, something comes up funny on the test, a person's not feeling very good, you've got, you know, occult blood like crazy coming up on a on a stool test or something, for example, you need to refer out to that person and have that person get checked out by somebody who knows what they're doing to make sure things are not serious. And as long as things aren't serious, they can come back and work with you. But there's something that needs immediate medical attention that's more urgent, kind of like with Isabella's situation, 10 years of trying to figure something out and find out she has cancer of the thyroid. We need to know that. And so sometimes things do need to be kicked over into the medical realm. So I know we think we can do everything. We can want to help every single person, but you're not always serving them by taking everything on too much. So you've got to find that line. As an FDN unlicensed, most of us unlicensed practitioners, what you can do, what you can't do, what you shouldn't do, So some of those things, and Reed talks about them in the course, and we talk about them through our mentoring sessions or in the practical sessions, some of the things, red flags you're looking for there that make you think, hey, I need to refer to a medical doctor for this person, and just to make sure, for their sake and for yours both, you might have to do that. And in that case, you might find somebody that's willing to work with you, that is more natural-minded, that's more open, that at least I've got a couple doctors that are really good to work with because they understand the work I do, the importance of what I do, what they do also. They sort of get the combination approach. And then some of those people need a referral from a doctor to me in order to use, for example, like an HSA account or a flex spending account. So that's one way that we do help to get some of those services, our services, covered by some of the ways that they're wanting to fund that. And so I've used doctors that way. And so there's a good, ultimately, I think it's great because it's the client and the person that you're trying to help. So a doctor sees, first of all, hey, FDN's good for me in addition to what I'm doing here. Let's allow them to use some of the money that they've set aside to do this to go toward all this whole process. And that's worked out pretty well in the past, for sure. So, all right. Well, again, if you've got a help out, Isabella, love to hear from you. I do have another hand raise. And it's a 111-111-1111 number, and sometimes that's trouble. So hopefully you're a real person. if not, I'm going to shut you down real quickly here. So
don't mess
111
with
area
with
code,
us.
What's your name?
Well, this is Libby. I'm not
111.
Sure if you guys can hear me.
Hey.
Can you guys hear me?
Libby?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Okay, this is my first time calling. I've actually just signed up for the program about a month ago. But
awesome.
I haven't actually started it yet, like as in like logged on. But I was just wondering, I was just listening to this and thinking about Isabella's situation, and I was just wondering if she or if anyone here has heard of the Institute for Functional Medicine. Because if you go to the IFM.org website, there you can look at Find a Practitioner. And then there you would, you know, perhaps find an endocrinologist or a specialist that you're, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to find, that would also have like a kind of like like-minded doctor that she's looking for, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Excellent.
IFM and FDN have a decent relationship, maybe not as tight as it probably should be, if I'm being honest, but, that's a decent idea. I don't know how it works. Again, kind of the same thing I was saying about my friend Lauren is like, okay, well, if they're licensed in one state, how much can they really help with prescribing, you know, out of state? I don't know because I don't have a license, but that would be a good thing to at least look into. It'd take all of, you know, 2 minutes to see if you can find an IFM grad locally Thanks for bringing that up.
I move around a lot because I'm actually a military spouse. And so one of my struggles is trying to find a doctor. I mean, I definitely like naturopaths, and if I could find a good one, then, you know, I can form a relationship with, that's great. But sometimes, especially for like taking insurance and so forth, I do look for a medical doctor with the holistic, in a sense, like an integrative approach in a sense. So,
mm-hmm.
If he needs a specialist, that's an endocrinologist, you know, because maybe the naturopath can't do what needs to be prescribed, you know, then that may just be a way to find the overlap that he's looking for, so they're not so like allopathic in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think it's great. I just typed it in, looked at around my area code, and there's quite a few within an hour or two from me. So it's a pretty long list. I think that's pretty remarkable just for my part of the country in the Southeast. There's not as much of that here, really. So, yeah, I think it's a great resource there. And then I think you're still going to have to vet the people and still see if they're open and what kind of working relationship you might be able to do. But that's probably a great place to start as far as a good list. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, Libby, good suggestion. Thank you for that.
My
totally.
Pleasure.
Awesome.
Oh, that was
very
it.
Good. So, mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the course. Look forward to talking with you at some point along the way.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, thanks. I plan on actually working in the modules next month because I'm in the middle of a move right now. So it's been a little tough, but
Gotcha.
Me too.
Excellent. Well, if you don't mind me asking, what brings you to the course? Would you be willing to talk about it or do you want to say bye?
I'm working on my doctorate for integrative medicine or integrative like health studies. And even with getting that, it's not a naturopathic or a nursing degree or an MD at all. And so my hands are tied in, you know, with trying to order labs and I wanted to be able to order labs and learn further information, like more information than what I've already been learning. I feel like I have a great foundation with integrative medicine and holistic practices, but anything that can add to it, you know, it's like, why not? So there's that. And then my Ayurvedic background that I'm also like trying to mix with it. So I'm trying to overlap the two. So I figured this would also help with that, like with trying to get like the best of both worlds, you know, and combining it.
Yeah.
I think that this is a really great, it seems like a great program to be offering, not the public, but in a sense, people that are willing to go through the work and, you know, go through the modules and learn the information and then to give them the opportunity to be able to help their clients a little further than they would as just if they were like just a health coach, for example, you know, so it could bring their business to a higher level. It could bring their knowledge and their capabilities and I guess their want or desire, you know, to help others a little bit deeper than like health coaches surface level. So
yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Thanks for sharing. I like to know people's backgrounds. One of the first questions I ask on their first call I have with somebody is, what brought you to the course? I'm always really curious. Everybody has their backgrounds and stories, but that's great that you have such a varied background and you're getting to put everything together. And I think FDN, it's something that FDN as a standalone, you can do great work and build a business with that, or can become part easily of other modalities and things that you're trained in. And it all just, as you move through the course, you'll find how it's going to piece together and what you're going to use. And it's going to be a neat journey for you to see how this evolves. So that's tremendous. So welcome to the course.
Thanks.
You're contributing to the community. Great.
Yeah, I'm excited about being a part of the community as well. So that's really nice from, like, all over.
So if you want to come hang out with us at the conference.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not in the budget.
You get to see a lot of us. Sounds good. All right. Well, cool. Well, thanks for helping. Did you have a question that you want to ask? Or were you just making a comment to Isabella there?
No, I just figured if she didn't know or anyone else, you know. And, I mean, I wouldn't have known about it, but I had to take a course on functional medicine and so that's how I found out. So I just probably people don't really know about it, but they have a really great feature and it's find a practitioner. You just click the button and then you can type in your, and I know California, they have so many, which is really nice. So yeah.
Cool.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks again, Libby, for calling in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Be excited have another awesome person in the tribe. That'll be good.
Exactly. That's how it works. We help each other out. So hopefully that's a good resource there to go through, and we'll get some answers for Isabel there or anybody else that's in the same situation that wants to try to find somebody that at least they're on the IFM listed. That's at least something moving in the right direction. So from there, it may deviate a little bit, but you'll hopefully find somebody that's got the same philosophy and mentality as we do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good stuff. All right. We've got about 10 minutes left in the call today, so if you want to ask a question, now's the time to do it. Otherwise, we may jump on to one final question here and spend the whole time on one more. So if you want to call in there and talk with us, just hit 1 on your keypad, and I will bring you on. Otherwise, we're going to cover this question that was written in here for us today. So one here. Brandy sent me this one yesterday. So a person says, I'm looking for some insight into ADHD in children. I know there's an option to buy the ADD-ADHD lecture package, but I'm looking for more training with regards to ADD-ADHD, especially in kids. For example, what lab tests would you recommend? What supplement protocol would you recommend? And how do you correlate their symptoms, complaints with their lab findings? Thanks in advance for your thoughts. All right, well, I'm hoping this is a good, this is a trainee question, right? So keep in mind, I guess I'll just jump off on a few things I'm thinking here. Keep in mind we do a really nice general approach. The ADHD lecture that Reed has is excellent. It covers a lot of the foundational things, but it is not a training. It is something you would use in a workshop in order to explain to people how FDN can improve and help a person with this situation or a child with this situation. So definitely not a training. When it comes to ADD, ADHD, I think FDN is awesome for that. On every different level, every different aspect. I personally love working with children. I work with lots of children. I think they're an easy population to work with if you have parents that are on board, that are excited, and they're willing to help and invest and spend the time, and they have that control and that good relationship there. Wonderful to work with. Usually the supplements are less expensive because they don't use as much. Testing often is less expensive, too, because you don't run as many labs necessarily. Sometimes you do get in some different ones. So it's a great population to work with. And just like anything else, ADHD, ADD, it's a symptom, or it's a series of symptoms that are caused by malfunction. So at the very root of what we do with FDN is you do lab testing, do your intake forms, and start to go through a dress protocol. And invariably, there's going to be an improvement. Will it be 100% reversal in 2 weeks? Could see some big changes, but at least you're offering a way to go through that. It's a drug-free approach, right? That's what we do. You're not drugging your child. You're not going that direction. You're trying to figure out what's going on. So I think a 205 and a 101, I usually don't run those on children. So it's two places you don't have to look. Stool testing is important. I think food sensitivity testing is important. And probably really I'd say grab one of my favorites, an HTMA, and one of Brendan's favorites, an oat panel, and I think you've got a next in line up there. Maybe a neurotransmitter test thrown in there also. That's a possibility, especially if they're really symptomatic. You might find about brain imbalances. You're going to get some of that on an oat panel, right? Maybe you can get enough. Brendan maybe can speak to that. There's enough on an oat panel to help maybe do some relief care as far as neurotransmitter goes. But I think they're great to work with. This would be a great case. I would love to work with any child with that situation right there. It's a very gratifying approach. of course, the supplement protocol there is no one protocol for ADHD. You do what you see based on lab results and what you see with that person. So hopefully that's a newbie question. We don't have an ADHD protocol. We don't have an anything protocol. We have for you customized, personalized, based on your lab results protocol. So nothing there, I would say, at all. And then you will see tons of correlation between symptoms, complaints, and lab findings. Guarantee it. You will see so much there. You'll be just jotting down so many things. Your head will be spinning. You'll have to do an extra long session just to cover all the things you're going to see that's going to be correlating with that client. They usually slam dunk cases are really great to work with. So I wouldn't hesitate if you want to, if that's the population you want to work with, get that lecture package, get out there, have success with five families, work with the families, and then they refer people to you, and you have an entire business based on ADHD, ADD with children. Yeah, so that's my quick answer with that.
Love it. Yeah, that's, I don't have a ton to add, but being somebody that has been diagnosed with ADHD, in case you got, I'm sure that surprises you all. But yeah,
just a little bit.
ADHD. Yeah, just what? No way! Get out of here, Brennan. No. You know, it's funny. Jen always calls it my squirrel moments, and you know, she literally will like text me a picture of a squirrel just to, yeah. Yeah, ADHD, and then autism spectrum. You know, with all the typical FDN disclaimer stuff, you know, we use the same kind of general approach as we get started. And then, yeah, we kind of custom, you know, we can further tailor our lab recommendations and lifestyle recommendations, kind of depending on what's going on. Because, yeah, ADD, ADHD, autism spectrum, that whole thing, it really is kind of this spectrum of neuropsychiatric disorders. But as Brandon said, hands down, the very first two things that come to mind are going to be organic acids and HCMA. Definitely stool testing, you know, and all the other stuff that really applies to everybody. But HCMA and organic acids is really going to be what shines the most. And I'll just tell you right now, I mean, organic acids, which I'm, you know, working on a course for, it was made for children with autism. Like, that's how the test actually originally got created, was looking at genetic polymorphisms and enzymatic deficiencies that are contributing to the autism spectrum, which also contains ADD and ADHD. So organic acids would be a slam dunk, because it really does look at a lot of the different biochemistry and hidden stressors that are very common for autism, ADD, ADHD. So I'm personally developing an autism program right now, because that is a demographic that I very much want to work with more than I currently do. And it really is built around organic acids and HCMA and a few other things. In the neurotransmitter panel, that is another good consideration, since Brandon mentioned it. You do get some great neurotransmitter information from the organic acids, but if I was really wanting to do like a pretty deep analysis of their neurochemistry, I would also want the urinary neurotransmitter test from like BioHealth. Like, I just did my dried urine test for them this morning. They sent out those sample kits. But I think that would be beneficial as well to be able to correlate with the organic acids. But yeah, that's a great way to approach that. And obviously use the medical director program. And, you know, Brandon is amazing with HDMA, and I like to think I'm decent with organic acids, and kind of help you piece that one together. So,
yeah. So I say go for it. Good stuff there. And one other thing I will throw in here, back to Isabella, because you're on my mind still at the same time. So Natural Thyroid Solutions, so the makers of ThyroGold, Tammy Lowe, her husband was the one doctor that created this product. She's really good to talk with you and educate. So I would probably see if she's willing to speak also and talk about the aspects of thyroid. She's really knowledgeable, really helpful. Typically, she won't call you back unless she's got about a half hour to speak with you, is what she told us. So might be another resource there to consider also. So Tammy Lowe with Natural Thyroid Solutions with ThyroGold. So that's on the recording for later on. So we've got that. All right. Well, been a minute left in the show here, so we probably want to wrap it up for today. But Isabella, good call. Thanks for calling in. And Libby as well for providing a good answer there. Look forward to, again, talking with you as you move through the course. And, yeah, good stuff. And we should have some... have some graduates next week. I know I've been out of pocket, so we've had a few less grads last few weeks, but we'll have some more coming up, I know, as summer moves on. And, and one other thing also, too, happy Father's Day to your fathers out there. So appreciate what you do and the sacrifices that you make, and honor fathers here this weekend also. And, so I think we'll call it a day. So, guys, have a good weekend, and... talk to you next week.
We'll see you guys.